Welcome to the Popcorn Talk Network, for the online broadcast network that features movie discussion, news, and interviews. Press one.
Popcorn Talk. We talk movies.
From the Popcorn Talk Network, the online broadcast network for movie talk, and the schmoes know, this is Guilty Movie Pleasures. In-depth discussion on movies, no matter how guilty they make you feel.
She liked that one. What's up, Schmoeville? Coming in hot today for a Guilty Movie Pleasure special. Before we get into it, Ben Begley is he's in Ohio shooting his first feature-length horror comedy that he and his wife wrote. They're in Ohio shooting it right now. So, you know, good luck to Ben, my normal co-host. But today, and I don't want to get crazy right off top, but ladies, are your nipples ready for this episode?
Sure, I'm born ready.
Showgirls coming in today.
We need a poll.
Yeah.
Right here.
When we first started talking about for you coming on the show, we were backstage at the AMC 250 billion hit party, and all three of us were back there, and I was like, "Well, what's yours?" And you were like, "Showgirls," and Malone pops up like, "Yes,
I'll do Showgirls." I've been saying Showgirls from the start of this show because this is the ultimate guilty movie pleasure.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It really is. I mean, I feel like after this episode, the show's done.
Yeah.
Like, you could just drop the mic. Exactly. Walk out.
It was real, guys. I just want to say thanks to everybody who's watched the show. And it's been a real long journey, and I appreciate it.
I'm just saying.
It really is. And I think you aren't alone in saying that, because so many people have brought it up on Twitter.
She's not Malone in saying
that. Oh! Sorry. Not alone when you're
Why don't you just
alone.
Drop the mic and get out of here, Jedekin?
Sorry.
I always ask people like the first time that they saw this movie. I remember, because I mean, obviously I was a big Saved by the Bell fan. Everybody, you know, in my age group kind of was. And then it came out just like Elizabeth Berkley, Jesse Spano, she's going to be naked in a movie, and it's NC-17, and people were freaking out. Mm-hmm. So little Josh McCouga, little horny, you know, 12, 13 year old Josh McCouga was super, super excited to see this movie and snuck in via a back door to see Showgirls in a movie theater with his two best buds, and it was amazing. I mean, it was pretty much the most legendary
to be a fly on the wall in that theater.
The three of us just sat there like,
what is
there
happening?
Are so many boobs. This so movie has boobs. So many boobs.
I wish I saw this in cinemas. I think I saw it for the first time when I was working at the video store in Sydney, my first job out of school. And I remember hearing a lot about Showgirls, so I took it home and I watched it and I loved it.
Yeah.
And then when I went to work at this TV station, Channel 7 in Australia, one of my good friends there, Nicole, loved this movie. And so we just bonded over a shared love of this ridiculous film.
Yeah.
You know, I don't remember the first time I saw it because I've seen it so many times.
I know.
Do you own a copy of it?
Well, I don't really need to own one because it's on all the time.
True.
It's on enough for me to annoy everyone around me when I'm on, so I always watch it. But I don't actually remember the first time I watched it. I just remember that I had it. I think it was playing on, we had pay-per-view back in the day when you had pay-per-view, and movies would be just on. Oh, we had the like illegal black box that rips pay-per-view. Sorry, that's really bad.
Well,
it's not me. It was my dad.
You're from Montreal.
It was my dad. Yeah. It wasn't me. But I think we had one of those things where you could just watch whatever movie, and they always played all day.
Right.
Yeah. So I think I just watched it a lot over and over. It was the same thing. It was like an instant
It's
love.
An instant cult
it's so
classic.
Ridiculous.
And I remember I had the box, the special set that they brought out with the shot glasses, because it's a drinking game that you can play while watching Showgirls.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I had that in
What's
Australia.
What's the drinking game? I don't even know it.
It's like take a shot when. It's
Nipple?
Like you see boobs, you see
yeah,
this,
it's
you
different,
see that.
It's different things.
Different categories. But yeah, you're smashed by the end. And I had that, but I had to sell because I sold all my DVD collection before I moved over here the US. So different regions.
Do you still have at least have the Showgirls shot glasses, though?
No, I sold it as a set because I could get more money on eBay.
I think I have a Christmas idea for you. Shot glasses. I will say when it finally came out on VHS, obviously, I bought a VHS with like an older neighbor up the street who was a stoner. I was like, hey, will you buy me a copy of Showgirls? And he bought me, because I couldn't go into a video store and buy it. And then I hit it like I would hit a Playboy or a Penthouse because I loved this movie. Yeah.
I mean, it's basically...
It's porn.
It's like Cinemax movies. I mean, it's like softcore porn.
There's a ton of full frontal in it. And at that point, there's yeah, oh yeah,
yeah, maybe.
Yeah, no, there's
a
yes,
I don't. I wouldn't say there's a ton. She of full gets, frontal. There's a lot of.
There's just a lot of boobs.
There's a lot of boobs. And there's a little tiny bit of. You can't even say bush because it's really there's no bush.
Well, no, there's no bush.
She's got. There's a couple like that early '90s like landing strip kind of bush, but yeah. It's you know it's not like '80s bush.
I don't know. I haven't studied it as closely.
I obviously studied it. I think I might have. Me and Miri the Jedi have. okay, so usually at this point we do the plot in under 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. Do you guys want to play that game?
Yeah, I can do it.
And you can do it.
Mm-hmm. I have notes.
Oh, she's got notes.
She's all got right, notes,
so
guys.
So we're going to start in 15 seconds. Before we go right into this, because this is a really fun game, I think that Jessie Spano, did you guys see her on Fallon when they made the joke about it?
No. Mm-hmm.
3, 2, 1, we'll tell it after it. And go, Malone, start.
Okay, so it starts with Naomi Malone. She's a drifter. She's hitchhiking mm-hmm. to Las Vegas. She gets picked up by a hitchhiker.
Just so happens to be by a sign that says Las Vegas in a mountain town.
So you know she's going to Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. She pulls out a switchblade, almost causes an accident. Then when she gets to Vegas, the hitchhiker runs away with her stuff after mm-hmm. she wins at the slot.
Her suitcase!
Her suitcase!
Right.
Then she meets Molly. Mm-hmm. Molly the seamstress. And yes. she invites, Molly invites her to be at her place as her roommate. Then...
no, Miri, take it. Go from there.
Okay, so they become quick friends. They live in their trailer
which is
park.
Shocking that some girl that just tried to crash your car or, like, beat up your car over a suitcase, you invite her in to become best friends.
Yeah, well, she was lonely and she was a lonely girl Molly. In the big yeah. city, so they live in the trailer park together. They're best friends. They share
love
chips.
Chips.
They love chips. They share Cheetos or whatever.
Chops.
And she brings... Naomi Malone backstage to the Goddess where she is like the seamstress and she's yeah. like totally wowed by Gina Gershon and the sparkles and the boobies and the nipples and everything. Yeah. And so Naomi Malone she works at the Cheetah Club, is that right?
The Cheetahs.
She works at the Cheetahs and Kyle MacLachlan's character, I forget his name.
Zach
comes in with Crystal with an eye
yeah.
and Crystal's obviously bisexual, does a lap dance, gets him off. Then they come back because he's interested in her. She goes and auditions for the show. He has to put ice on the nipples. And then, because her nipples are not ready, and then she gets mad and storms off, but then she gets the part.
And she goes to the Crave Club, and then she has a fight with James the Bouncer.
Yeah.
Right.
And then she goes to prison, yep. and James the Bouncer bails her out. Right. Next morning, he comes to the trailer
and looks like a black catfish with the mustache.
You're basically a yes. prostitute, is what yeah. he says to her.
You mocked her!
You got talent! You got talent!
You're better than that!
Yeah, he gets mad at her because she's talented. She gets mad at him, and then she claws her way up the ladder, literally up a ladder.
Up a ladder.
That's the other chick. That's the chick with the braids.
The yes. braids.
The chick
yes.
with the braids. There's like a whole backstory of this other dancer and these two dancers yeah. that hate each other and how so it's just...
I will say this. If I was like the bitter stripper and a kid was in the... Like it's at a restaurant. No offense. I know you have kids. But when kids are yelling and they're at a restaurant and I'm
my
in a bad mood...
My kids don't yell in restaurants.
You just don't take them to restaurants.
No, you just pull them out. You got to discipline.
It? Great parenting right here. Miri the Jedi. Yeah. They have this going on. And then the girl does the old blood sport trick. You guys all know blood sport as well as I do. And you throw
the beads
and then... breaks the leg, breaks the knee.
Crystal offers Naomi a chance to be part of this boat show, which mm-hmm. ends up being like she'd have
fest.
To be a hooker.
Yep.
And just make
do their little dance.
Sing. We're all going to sing.
I think we're forgetting the part when Naomi does this.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah, yeah. Does that, which is awesome.
She
seduces Zach. She
in the pool.
Gets a chance.
In the pool.
In the pool.
She gets a chance to be Crystal's understudy.
Yes.
She gets that job. Then Crystal says, you know
you're
what?
Out.
I'm taking it back. So
just
then,
jealousy.
What does she do?
Pushes her down the ladder that she had just climbed at.
That's why I got confused because that happens later. She
Two
literally
minutes.
Claws her way up the top and then she becomes Goddess.
She becomes the star.
Yeah.
Crystal's career is over.
Molly's upset.
Molly's really mad. Upset she knows.
Naomi
she
goes knows. To the party. Molly comes along. She gets to meet her idol, Andrew.
Fabio style.
Long hair.
Like, he's like
rape.
A... Which
chest
is hairs. The scariest gang rape of all time.
It's
like,
actually
it's
brutal.
Really
we
horrible.
Were just talking
it's
about this
terrible.
Before we went to air. It's actually a dark and very powerful scene.
Then,
I will give it that.
Zach confronts Naomi about her past.
You can do it! And her name is as a throwback
Pollyanna.
To Pollyanna.
And so then Naomi gets angry because they're not going to prosecute the guy that right. raped
But she can't do anything about it because of her dark past.
So and she goes and kicks his ass.
Yeah,
literally.
Total badass.
And then she goes, she kicks his face and his ass.
And then she goes, says goodbye to Molly, and then she gives an apology to Crystal, and she goes, hitchhikes, and then she picks up the next hitchhiker, and he's the same guy.
Same guy, Elvis, and we're in. Switchblade. Showgirls. Nomi Malone, goddess.
Yeah, and then she takes off into the magic.
4 minutes, 10 seconds, guys. Well done.
I thought that was 5, and I was like, ooh, just in time. Okay,
Alicia,
that is how you do it.
I was very confusing. I apologize.
It's all right. I have notes.
It's basically as fast as you can yell stuff into a microphone about a plot of a movie.
Mm-hmm. I think we did well.
Yeah, I think we did really well.
You killed it. Good job.
Now, Malone, you brought your notes. So, we can start from the beginning. Problems and funny things that we have with the movie. You know, this is...
Do you want facts or you want like...
Sure, let's do facts.
Okay, facts.
Because you guys are kind of schooling me on this movie. I've watched it a bunch of times. Obviously, I've watched certain scenes a lot more than other scenes. But I...
We're going to say, like, facts, it was made for $45 million, but because of all the nudity and the bad reviews, it only made
$38 million. It also got an NC-17 rating.
Which is ridiculous.
And it's very hard to make money on NC-17 movies because so few people can see them. You're, basically shutting out an entire... Except for you, obviously, looked 17. I don't know how you got it.
I had a beard in the sixth grade. That's fine.
That's how.
No, we snuck in.
And then it became cult classic on home video and made over $100 million there.
Yeah. Right.
The question is... And here's the question that I'll pose to all of you. Mm-hmm. Is it intentional that it's bad, or is it meant to be a pretty satirical look at Hollywood and the darker side of fame and clawing your way to the top?
Yeah, you have to kind of look at Paul Verhoeven in general and the kind of material he particularly at that time was directing. Mm-hmm. And I give him a little bit more credit.
Like,
I mean,
pumping out there.
Didn't he do, like, not Sliver?
No, he did. Joe Esterhaus.
Wrote it. That's right.
This film also wrote Basic Instinct
and Sliver.
So at that time, he was the highest paid screenwriter in Hollywood.
And he wrote Showgirls.
Just writing skin flicks.
That's what it was. Paul Verhoeven directed it, but it was Joe Esterhaus that was the writer. And I think it's kind of in the wheelhouse of his material that he was doing at the time, like Basic Instinct and Sliver. They're erotic thrillers, whatever. Yeah. They're a bit cheesy. But I think you're right that Showgirls is so over the top.
Yeah.
That I don't think there's any way that a writer who was so successful in Hollywood at the time didn't in some way know that he was making a statement. In any direction.
Because you can look at it.
Did he write Showgirls 2 back in action or whatever?
No,
there was a spinoff,
Pennies
though.
From Heaven.
Yeah. Which she made. It was the secondary character, Penny, it was like a few years
2011.
Ago.
2011.
Yeah, she did like a spinoff about her character. She's like a minor character in the film.
Because doesn't he, the
bouncer, James,
knocks her
up with her. Yeah, he knocks her up.
Yeah.
And there goes his life and his future as a choreographer.
I'm going to work in a grocery store that her mom owns.
Yeah.
But exactly. I think you could say this film as kind of similar to All About Eve, which is about, you know, an aspiring actress and the sort of things she does to get where she wants to go.
Sure. Yeah.
It's just that the script is so bad. There is one line that I like,
so bad,
which says, sooner or later you're going to have to sell it. And I think that sums up the whole film.
Mm-hmm.
But then you have ridiculous lines like, having nice tits. How do you like having them? What do you mean? You know what I mean. I like having them in a nice dress or a tight top. Women don't talk like that.
Porn women talk like that, I guess.
Yeah,
true.
It's not
I think
real.
We I think we actually real. Have some we have some tits lines. We
have
some...
You have great tits.
Yeah.
They're really beautiful.
No, I don't know if
really
you guys
beautiful.
If
really
you guys
beautiful.
Know, but that's
she
pretty
did
much
have beautiful. I mean, they were beautiful.
Pretty much, you know, like I walk into most restaurants and if the waitress comes up, I'm just like, "Listen, unless I get my food on time, this is the kind of shit I'm going to say to you." What do I say to them?
You have I like your tits. They're really beautiful.
But do you say it like Gina Gershon says
yes,
it?
Yes, I do.
Like Crystal and I?
Yeah.
Crystal Connors.
The first time I was at a strip club, I just, you know, and I had a couple Miller Lights in me, and I just went up to the girl and I said,
"You have great tits."
I'm just going to run this gag all day.
They're really beautiful.
Milan, I believe you have a story about saying this to somebody, don't you?
No. What are you talking about?
He was hoping you would run with it.
Yeah, I'm terrible at improv. So.
I mean, I say this to myself in the mirror every day. No, I don't. But
you
I think,
could have run with it. Go.
No, I can't. It's just too crazy, cheesy a line.
Don't worry.
Great.
Keep
tits.
That.
I mean, here's the thing that Gina Gershon, like, also she did Bound, which I actually really liked. I thought it was a fun. I mean, it wasn't a great movie, but I liked it because it pushed it pushed the envelope. So she was certainly at that stage of her career trying to like push
Gina
boundaries.
Gershon was like my first older woman crush.
She was not an older woman in this movie. She's just older than Elizabeth Berkley.
I was 13.
Fair enough. Everyone is an older woman when you're 13.
Yes, exactly. And the first time I saw Gina Gershon, I went up to her and I said,
"You have great tits."
She must have loved it.
They're really beautiful.
Really beautiful. Yeah. It was a great day. We were at a Blockbuster in 2001. It was kind of sweet. It's not a true story. All right, Milan, go with it.
Well, did you know that this film won the Razzie Award for Worst Movie of the Decade?
Uh-huh. Nice.
Of the 90s.
Didn't it break records, too, for the amount it won just that year? It won, like, 13 Razzies or something. I don't know exactly the number. I should have done my homework and taken notes, like Alicia, but I just moved.
Is that the only award that Jessica Spano, I mean, Elizabeth Berkley has ever won?
I'm not sure. I mean, I don't think Saved by the Bell was as big as here.
She did. I don't think she won awards, but she did go on to do some cool indies.
Yeah?
She did. She did a couple of... Much later, though.
I don't think I've ever seen her in anything...
Much later.
...outside of Saved by the Bell and this movie.
No, what was the one with Campbell Scott? What was that movie? Idea. Guys, help me out here.
If Stephen in the back or Jonathan, right, I don't know who's now back there, can look up... You can also play...
I'm going to look at it right now.
I'm going to look it up right now. Other actresses...
I want to hear Malone.
...considered for the role... Of Naomi Malone.
Jenny McCarthy.
Yep.
She couldn't dance.
Pamela Anderson.
Could see that. She was huge in the 90s.
Drew Barrymore.
What?
Angelina Jolie.
Was for Crystal Connors.
Mm-mm.
No, for Naomi.
Naomi.
What?
Denise Richards.
I could see that.
I could see that for sure.
Charlize Theron.
What?
Wow, they dodged some bullets, those girls. Because I think, I wonder, like, did Showgirls impact... Because Elizabeth Berkley, like you said, she was coming off of Saved by the Bell, and she was very wholesome on the show, even though she was very beautiful always. Did her career suffer from this? I feel like it
suffer.
Did. She just, but sometimes it's by choice, but she did disappear. Like she disappeared. And then she only did a movie like way later, at least one that I know about. She did it. And it was actually a pretty good indie film with Campbell Scott that the name is escaping me.
She was always the one that was really tough to get because Fallon has always wanted to do the reunion with all of them together.
That's so awesome.
Right? And so he's always gotten Zach
and
Kelly.
You should do it in September.
No,
it's the 20th anniversary.
Yeah. He's always gotten Zach and Kelly and Lark Voorhees, no problem. And Mario Lopez, obviously.
Oh, you're talking about Saved by the Bell. I'm talking about Showgirls.
The reunion. Oh, no. But Elizabeth Berkley has never wanted to do it until this year at the Super Bowl they did it, and Screech will never do it.
Didn't Screech just get charged with murder?
Yes, or something crazy like that. I mean, he did that weird porn, you know.
They all went off the rails.
Yeah.
I mean, not as bad as Different Strokes off the rails, but they went a lot of them.
You're in a vacuum of teen stardom. It's kind of easy to go off the rails when you think about it.
I would probably be way off the
rails. I mean, if this is the worst off the rails you can do, Jessica Spano in, you know, the sweetest movie about boobs and beeve in the Vegas Strip, then...
What always jumped out at me about Showgirls wasn't just the celebration of the nipple, but the various dynamic treatments of the nipple. There were painted nipples.
Yeah, there was.
And tassels
was weird,
on nipples.
Yeah, when she went into
and
the ninja
stones on nipples, red paint. Yeah, she painted her nipples red.
It was
which
like
warrior.
I was going to say it was like Indian war paint.
Kind of amazing.
Yeah.
Say what you will from a feminist standpoint about this film, but there's something pretty hardcore about a woman who uses her sexuality, paints her nipples red, and then kicks the shit out of the guy.
Speaking of red as well, there's two like blatant period jokes where she's like, I can't dance, I'm on my period, you don't want me getting blood on the customers. And then it's the bouncer that looks like a catfish, he goes down and is like, I'm on my period. I'm like, do we need all this period stuff?
Maybe we need more period jokes.
And then right after, we have the line of, I fuck you when I love you or whatever. What's the line? We have it in there, Jonathan.
Let's hear it.
We have the sound clip.
It's quiet.
We're just biting sound.
Welcome to the popcorn.
Nope, that's not it.
I'm getting there.
That would be great if that was in the movie, though.
Oh, this is the one that's low.
Yeah,
here,
yeah.
Listen
to
it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which is...
Sorry, I was, I was checking out the IMDb for Elizabeth Berkley.
Oh, yeah.
She's been in a lot of shit for a while. So, just nothing crazy popular, but, like...
She works.
She's, like, every year she has something, so...
Well, I can't think of a film other than Showgirls that is supposed to be sexy that is so unsexy.
Yeah.
There is nothing in Showgirls that I find sexy at all because Elizabeth Berkley is so aggressive.
Yeah.
She plays this like a wild animal. Yeah. I mean, she is just thrashing about. That pool scene, that sex so scene, crazy. Is an example.
No, I'm going to...
It's not... It's just crazy. It's not even sexy. It's like, what the hell is she doing?
I mean, maybe it's... Is it sexy to you?
Because women, we watch the film and we laugh at that because...
Well, I will say...
It's so acrobatic and just out of control.
It is. There weren't a lot of like super sexy scenes, but I will say that like
because her dancing is so aggressive. Yeah.
Well, when she's in the club for the first time, the guy's like, "She can dance," and I'm like,
"And
she
even can't like with the dance.
She's just doing this a lot."
Even with her fries, and she gets the ketchup, and she's like, "She's throwing things, she's shoving people."
Say what you will about Showgirls, there's one shot that I really love, and that's when she's eating the burger on the roof and looking out at the sunset of Vegas, and you know she's about to just pounce on Las Vegas and make it her bitch.
Yeah, she is like a wild animal.
She does climb the ladder quick.
She's and I think that was intentional. Her hair is really big. She's got a very leonine quality. Yeah. She's like a lion. Yeah. She's untamable.
No, nobody tames Naomi Malone. Mm-hmm. I will kind of blow your mind right now, though, Alicia Malone, because I know you're such a big Fight Club fan. Mm-hmm. But there's the Fight Club moment when she does the lap dance for Kyle MacLachlan, and then she bangs him the same way in the pool. It's like the reenactment, the first fight that he has with Tyler, and then you realize in the second that he actually reenacts the fight in the office.
Yeah, it's a long bow, but...
It's not. It's... Come on, it's spot on.
I'm reaching a little, but I'll take it.
It's a Fight Club moment.
But did you know?
Go ahead, Malone.
That Dylan McDermott was the first choice for Zach Carey.
I can see
he
that.
He turned it down.
And made a
so
career.
So then Kyle MacLachlan said yes.
Do you know, oh font of knowledge that you are, why on earth Kyle MacLachlan has a bowl haircut? Like a
bowl
like,
butt cut. He's got the butt cut.
It's so crazy. Yeah, it's parted in the middle and he's got...
Popish.
What is that for? What is the... I've it's asked this question to so many people.
I think he plays that character as such a creep and as...
He could have slicked it back.
An asshole. And so everything reflected that. The way he speaks and then what he wears and his haircut.
Yeah.
Did you know?
Wait, hold on. I have a request real quick.
Okay.
When she comes in and she's talking to Crystal Connors, and Crystal Connors goes, "If you're working at Cheetahs, you're not a dancer." She replies to her, "I don't know. You don't know shit." Okay? So when you say, "Did you know?" I'm going to say,
"Shit."
Shit.
I love how she says it.
Play
it.
Shit.
Okay, I'm not going to say it anymore.
So, like, emphatic.
Considered for the role of Crystal Connors, Madonna.
Amazing.
Sharon Stone.
Yeah.
Sean Young.
Who's Sean Young?
Sean Young would have been a great alternate.
Yeah.
Because Sean Young... Who's Sean Young? Shut the front door. Sean Young, Blade Runner, Ace Ventura, Pet Detective... name a couple.
Was she Finkel? Ray Finkel?
Yes. I'm looking for Ray Finkel and a clean pair of shorts. Yeah. Another guilty pleasure of mine.
That's not a guilty pleasure. That's just an amazing
awesome.
Comedy.
It's just awesome.
Did you know?
Sean,
you don't know shit.
Shit.
Mm-hmm. So when you
do that really well.
Shit.
When I say, did you know?
Shit.
Then, yeah, then you say that because I don't know anything. Did you know?
Shit.
And the way it's said in the scene too is like, Crystal Connors, you're not a dancer, and there's like a pause and she looks at her and then says,
shit.
It's like a really long pause.
Yeah. I like the whole Versace. We haven't even talked about Versace.
We'll get there.
Let's talk about it now.
Okay, fine.
Let's talk about I just love the fact that she buys the dress and she calls it Versace, not knowing it's pronounced Versace, and they like go with it, and then Kyle MacLachlan, Zach, is the one that's like, he corrects her, and that's his like little moment, the little glimmer of a conscience that he has.
Yeah. Because up until then, Kyle MacLachlan didn't know
shit.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, you like it? It's a Versace.
Yeah, it's
boom.
Versace.
Do you guys own any Versace gowns and or dresses?
Mm-mm. I don't.
But the Versace in the Caesar's Palace is pretty nice. It's a nice store.
Yeah.
But I've never been there, so I don't know.
Shit.
Thank you.
I don't know shit either. It's okay.
Shit.
I don't. You're right.
No. She's going to break me.
Malone, drop another fact on us, will you?
Drop it.
Did you know?
I wasn't even going to say that. I was going to
Did you know? I have a did you know.
Shit.
I actually know this. Did you know that this movie went on to be MGM Home Entertainment's one of their top 20-25 films ever? On home entertainment and in gross.
Ever?
What they made, yeah. it made more money for them than, I guess it's like in their top 20 or top 25 Holy of geez. All time revenue. I don't know what the word
what
is.
Kind of a cut is top revenue Melly makers. Malone making off that?
I don't know. She's probably making something. She's got to be doing, there's got to be some royalties.
I would
for
know
all that,
the answer
all
to
the
that,
boob exposure. There's got to be.
I would know the answer, but I don't.
Shit. Yeah.
Well, Paul Verhoeven, he has done some great DVD commentaries, like mm-hmm. behind the scenes commentaries on a lot of his work, but nothing on Showgirls. So he has never really, as far as I know, commented on whether it's supposed to be intentionally stupid or yeah. if it's just, it's supposed to be serious, but all the acting and everything made it stupid.
Yeah.
And there's a book by Adam Nyman called It Doesn't Suck. Showgirls, and it's a whole book about why.
Showgirls,
which yeah. is also one of her favorite. For those of you that haven't watched the movie 100 times,
doesn't shows
it doesn't suck.
It doesn't suck.
Yeah,
it doesn't really
so
suck.
It's a whole book on why Showgirls is actually a great movie.
Yeah, there's not really and truly. Okay, it's long. I was saying before we started the show, I'd always forget how long it is because there mm-hmm. is a lot that happens in there, and you have to fit 150 boobs per second in that amount
of
time.
Boobs.
A lot of boobs. But it really isn't a bad movie. Yes, the acting can be pretty bad at points, and there is some very cheesy dialogue, obviously. But the overall arcing theme of the movie is pretty good. And that moment at the end, like, sans the makeup. I mean, listen, I'll never complain about two girls making out in a hospital room.
I know,
but
which is, it's all, it, that point included is such a male fantasy.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
The whole movie is a male fantasy. But yeah. if you strip away the nudity, then it is a really interesting Hollywood story. Mm-hmm. It's right. a classic Hollywood story. Rise. It's a rise
and you really, ball. Yeah, and yeah. you really feel bad. Like, you know, when the big mama and the, you know, the strip club owner comes, and it's like that moment where they're like, look, you've made it. Oh my God, it's so sad, and we're going to go back to our awful lives, and you know, you're up that whatever. You feel bad for the scummy strip
yeah.
club owner.
And the fact that you feel bad for them means yeah. that the script did its job because
yeah.
that guy is a scumbag.
Yeah.
For me, it wasn't so much that I felt bad for him, but that I there's like a recognition, I think, at that point that there's an authenticity to what they do that, yeah. that is false in Goddess. And the sort of big Vegas shows.
Yeah,
the other thing that's yeah.
it's all about, you know, being a prostitute and like yeah. selling yourself. And even though she tried to get away from cheaters, where she was obviously selling herself mm-hmm. and she wanted to go to this.
Though.
Yeah, it was. It was more honesty because you knew exactly what you were getting. Whereas
yeah.
Goddess was supposed to be this really glamorous show. She ends up selling herself.
And legit too. Like, they have a choreographer and they have like
and
the whole
topless.
Stage manager, but it's still a yeah. review. And the other thing I think so interesting about Showgirls, just looking back now that it's been 20 years, is how much Vegas has changed. Like,
yeah.
this is pre-Cirque du Soleil. So the shows that happen now in Vegas are so different.
There's not
the
many
culture
reviews.
Of, but that, 20 years ago, we were on the tail end, because that was just before Cirque du Soleil shows started becoming mm-hmm. a thing in Vegas, and before Vegas kind of changed.
Yeah, like back when people like went to Vegas, dressed up, went to dinner, and went to a show. Now
yeah.
it's like, I got to go to Vegas, go to a pool, do Molly for 4 days, and then mm-hmm. hopefully make my flight at the end of the weekend. Like,
yeah,
that's,
or not.
No, I'm just...
If you're the wild man, you don't need to make
No, yeah. that's very true.
Cheaters.
Do we have any more did you knows, Mom?
Did you know?
Shit!
Yes!
Came from an idea that Esther House scribbled on a mm-hmm. napkin. He got $2 million advance for mm-hmm. what he wrote on that napkin. And as I was saying before, that made him one of the highest paid screenwriters
Jesus
in Hollywood
Pete.
At that
And didn't
time.
He come up with it like while he was at his vacation house
yeah.
in Maui or something?
Yeah,
he was like chilling out. And, oh,
Showgirls. Get Jesse Spano in it.
I mean, we're still talking about it
and
20 years later.
Weirdly
so.
Enough, it's like, you know, you're talking about the people that they wanted to cast in it who were all megastars.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go with Elizabeth Berkley, who's not so much a megastar, and then kind of pans out into this movie. It's like life imitating art kind of a situation.
Well, they probably read the script and were like, I am not doing this pile of dog shit.
Yeah, mm. yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm not. Satirical or not, I'm sure, like, you know, there were managers and agents involved that probably
yes,
were
don't
like,
do
don't do
yeah.
that. And she wasn't in the position, even though, like, in 1995, Angelina Jolie's career was in a very different place than it is
True.
Now. She still was very choosy, even mm-hmm. even when she was doing just action Tomb Raider style things. Like, she still was more choosy about how much she showed and when she showed it. She did that weird movie with Antonio Banderas, and she was naked
yeah.
in that movie. But
in this one, it's not like, will you show? It's like, are you comfortable being naked the whole movie?
Mm-hmm.
Even at the end, when she is walking down up the Vegas Strip, that shirt, you catch a nipple. in there. You do. There's like a nipple slip out of that terrible shirt. You're like, we're still seeing nudity in the last seconds of this movie. Yeah. After she had painted it red in the war paint. And that's a crazy scene, too. All of a sudden, she goes from being like this stripper to being...
her hair back.
Yeah. To being Tomb Raider. Christ almighty. We have a couple more sound clips, I believe. We got... What's the other? We have a couple more in there that might take us into something.
You got something wrong with your nipples?
Yeah, this is it.
No.
They're not sticking up. Stick them up.
What?
Play with them.
That guy is awesome.
Yeah.
He's like the creepy producer, director, yeah. Perfect for Vegas, old school kind of Italian guy. Can you play that clip one more time?
You got something wrong with your nipples?
No.
They're not sticking up. Stick them up.
I mean, you know what I would say to him if I were in that scene? I'd be like, you got an hour and a half?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what's wrong with my... I think it's, as an actress, I just can't imagine taking any of it seriously enough to actually say your lines. They're so crazy.
There are so many.
You got something wrong with your nipples? Like,
play it again for me one more time.
You got something wrong with your nipples?
No.
Stick it up.
But at the same time, what? Like everything in Showgirls, that could be a really interesting moment where it's like the misogynistic world mm-hmm. that yeah. these girls are forced into and the stuff yeah. that they have to do. But then dialogue is ridiculous.
It like kind of almost gets there.
It does.
Where it like it almost wants to make commentary and then no. Tassels no. on boobies. Yeah. Rhinestones. Girls falling downstairs. Cat fights. Braid pulling.
Do we love it so much? That is the question.
I don't know. I've been asking myself this for 20 years.
Me too. It seems like on the surface everything that I would hate in a movie.
Yeah.
But I absolutely love it.
I think there's something really, like, to use kind of an obnoxious word, there's something very delicious about it because it's so audacious. Like, it doesn't pull any punches. It doesn't pretend to be something it's not.
Yeah.
It has fun with itself. It, like... It's just so over the top. There's really nothing like it, and I think there's a uniqueness
there
to it.
There isn't a thing like this.
No.
There's
I mean, not
two
that
jokes
I've
about being on your period. There's this the nipple line. There's literally boobs every 4 to 5 minutes. There's mm-hmm. unintentional boobs. There's just boobs flying everywhere. There is like personal injury. There's best friends. There's chip sharing. There's jail breaks. There's a weird dance scene in a strip club where they're trying to be artistic.
There's
and
choreography.
Like, get off the stage. There's choreography. There's aggressive dancing.
There's cocaine
there's
use.
There's tons of coke.
There's cowboy hats and champagne.
There's a fight
and,
club
like,
scene.
Rhinestones and... Yeah.
There's the pool,
everything.
The pool bang, like Color of Night. Everything in this movie
costumes,
goes
makeup,
over the top.
And
the most disturbing scene in the movie, which is the rape scene, yeah. is absurd. He's like licking her face and they're like, and he doesn't even bang her. He's the one like licking her face. His weird ripped friend who's the bouncer in every movie between 86 and 97.
They beat her up.
That's a sickening part of the movie.
Yeah, when she comes out and then she collapses.
And her eyes all.
And they just let her down the stairs. There's like, go back to the party
and
have fun.
That's what I mean by like, it almost gets to the place where it could be making a very important social comment and it kind of misses the beat because it's so unrealistic.
Yeah.
It's so outer limits that a guy that famous with handlers who might actually be a perv and aggressive and an asshole
and you wouldn't
would do that. Nobody would let him, you know what
you
I mean, like it's so
would,
outside the realm of reality
because she loved him, so mm-hmm. maybe she would have given it up anyway.
No
yeah.
problem.
And then as you said, he wasn't even the one. It was like, and bring his mates in.
It just
kind of strange.
Yeah, it just kind of that's what I mean by like, it's such a compelling movie because it could be the movie that makes that commentary.
Maybe that's why we like it. It's like, oh, it's so close and it's really well shot. Some of those dance scenes, the lighting, the special effects, like there's motorbikes and there's fire.
Oh, yeah, the motorbike.
And
part.
It's
I
all
would totally go
great.
See that show. You know what it reminds me of for some reason is like
Stomp.
No, it reminds me of in Knocked Up when Seth Rogen and Paul Rudd go to see a Cirque show on mushrooms.
Oh, yes.
I was like,
what?
Imagine being able to go see the Showgirls Show Goddess on mushrooms.
All the
chairs.
Yes.
But you mentioned Stomp. I think that's interesting because watching this film again, I realized like how crazy the sound foley is, the foley. It's like the heels. You hear the high heels every second. You hear every bead on the costumes and it's quite heightened in a way that in most movies it isn't.
You know what's so anti-Naomi Malone too is she tries to be this like power, hungry, you know, struggle. I'm going to stand up for myself. And then yet she sluts it up for whoever she can slut it up for. She sluts it up for the dance choreographer, a.k.a. Cheap Savion Glover. He's like the poor man Savion Glover, and she slaps it up with McLaughlin. She's about to bang anything really to get to the top, but yet she's like, you don't know shit, you know, like, I'll be who I want to be, and then
well, I'm gonna eat a burger on the roof and fuck all y'all,
fuck you guys, whoever eats my chips is getting a switchblade to the neck.
Maybe it's like she's empowered, so she's like happy with her body, see, and she feels like a woman, and then she doesn't want to sell herself.
Man. But see, that's there's the rub again.
Yeah,
but you did sell herself.
She could have.
That's why I actually like the scene where she goes and kicks that guy's butt. Like because the painting the nipples is the one part where I'm like, okay,
yeah,
it's kind of bad. I mean, that's
pretty
badass.
You know, the blood,
but she does it, and she paints her nails, and it's like silver and black, and she's like, it's close up on the nails.
And they seem
and
to dry goes, really fast because then she brushes the hair straight away. I'm like, don't do that.
I feel like you just spent all that time on your
nails.
That's
something that guys.
And then
don't
she's
see.
Like doing this, and then she just goes and with the heels, and I mean, it's again, it's like she is such a contradiction in terms. Yeah. Like she is a contradiction, and I think this whole movie is a contradiction. I think maybe that's what's so interesting about. Is that you're like, wait, did that, were they trying to say something important? Oh no, never mind.
Do I contradict myself? Therefore,
shit.
I think we have two more. Do you have two more sound clips or one more? What else we got in there?
I like your songs.
Yeah. Thank you. I like your ass.
I want to see your ass.
Okay, so I want to see your ass is one plain clip. We're going to have some fun with this one. Okay, play the I want to see your ass part. Okay.
That's from the boat show.
That is from the boat show. Yep. When they walk off. And no, that's in the strip club.
Oh, isn't it? That's in the strip club.
Yeah, that's in the strip club. And
that's when she walks off.
The guy, he looks like a typical guy in a strip club, goatee, long hair, drinking a beer. Mm-hmm. And he just walks up to her and says,
I want to see your ass.
Now, that's so appealing, guys, by the way, for those of you watching, when you like see a woman and you... tell her stuff like that. It works.
It does. Every
it
time.
Really
it
really works.
It does.
Girls like, love it.
Like, let's just say
women love it.
You're driving down the street.
Never understood that.
And you see a girl and she's she's on a nice jog. You slow up next to her in your car and just say.
Great idea.
It works every time.
It's a great idea.
We love that.
Yeah.
We really do.
Yeah.
Or the best is when men tell you to smile.
Yeah.
Smile.
And then they ask. Yeah, and then they.
I almost prefer I want to see her ass to smile. It's at least it's honest.
Very true.
Shit.
Malone, you have a couple stories about when guys say they want to see your ass, right?
No.
I'm play the game!
The red fury comes out.
That's the last thing we want to hear, and I'm not playing into your game well then.
It's the last thing we want to hear.
What? It's a lot of fun. Come on.
Do it. It's a thing.
No. All right.
Especially with that guy. I'll tell you what, though. If it's Jake Gyllenhaal talking to Alicia and telling her he wants to see her ass, I think that changes things.
Shit.
Well done. Thank you very much. Well, ladies, thank you for coming on with me today to talk Showgirls. And
it's over already? We can't talk about Showgirls all day?
Sorry.
Love it.
Because the only reason we can't talk Showgirls is because I don't.
Yep. I love
thank
that.
You. I think history will, time will tell that Showgirls will hold up because, you know,
it already is.
It's of years gone by, you know, the old Vegas, there was like the Sinatra Vegas and there was Showgirls Vegas and now there's the stupid DJ Vegas.
Now there's like Disney, I don't even know what Vegas, I mean, I,
it's,
I don't even
it's
know
DJs
what Vegas
and
is
drugs.
Anymore.
So I think everyone can relate to this story, and that's why.
Oh, Dan Bilzerian, yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone can relate to the story, and that's why it still holds up.
Yeah, I have to say that I personally feel very connected to Naomi Malone.
Yes.
I mean, I don't technically, but
there's
something about
Naomi
her.
Malone in all of us.
I think there's a little Naomi Malone in all of us. Yeah. I think you're right.
We do anything to get to the top, even push down Gina Gershon down the stairs, even after she gave us a compliment on our tits.
I don't know. I'm Canadian. I'm really
you
polite.
Have great tits. Yeah.
I might do more of that.
They're really beautiful.
Yeah. I think girls should say that to one each other more often. Obviously, if I
how
said
do you know
it,
we
I
don't? How do you know we don't compare boobs when you're not there?
I hope that happens.
How do you know that doesn't happen?
Where can the fine folks find you, beautiful ladies?
Me on Adelicia Malone, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and profiles. Be watching today at 3 p.m. Mm-hmm. We've got a good guest calling in.
They do. She told me.
Yeah. And
I feel
Mary.
Very important. You can find me at Mary the Jedi on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and in your mind.
She's in your minds, guys. I'm at Josh McCuga. My YouTube channel, Between the Sheets TV. Both of these fine ladies have been on the show. The two great episodes, great reactions from the crowd. So thank you both for coming on my show and coming on Guilty Movie Pleasures. I had a blast talking with you guys. It was a lot of fun.
No worries.
There's a little Nomi Malone and all of us. until the next time, I believe I don't know.
Shit.
Thank you. And ladies, if I see you on the street, I will not say yes. I will not do
don't
that. Be a gentleman. Be a gentleman.
Don't say anything any of those.
Before I go, guys, this is just between me, you, and the camera. If you have anything bad to say about Alicia Malone or Mary Jettikin online and you write it down, I will find you and I will kill you. Thank you, guys. See you next time.
Thanks.
Guilty Movie Pleasures. Bye.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.